Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Amanda Grace here with you tonight. It is Monday, January 5th, 2026. Welcome to everybody watching in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. Let's see who's jumping on tonight. I see a bunch of you coming on. So we'd like to say hello to some of you who are watching. Florida, I see you. God bless you. Tallahassee, Alabama, hello. God bless you. Colorado, hello. God bless you. Canada, hello to our wonderful friends and neighbors in Canada who are watching us tonight. God bless you. Oh, let's see. Michigan, I see. God bless you. Dry Ridge, Kentucky. Hello, hello. God bless you. God bless you. I see Florida also. South Carolina, Texas. God bless all our viewers in Texas. We have so many wonderful viewers in Texas. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Tampa, Florida, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, South Africa. Hello to our wonderful international audience that's coming in. Very happy to have you with us tonight. Okay, let's see who else is coming in. I see another South Africa. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us tonight. Oh, let's see. I'm going down the list here. New York City, we praying for you. I'm in New York. I know. God bless our friends in New York City and in the boroughs right now who are enduring some interesting sets of circumstances. Vancouver, Washington, God bless you. Staten Island, hello to our wonderful friends in the boroughs. God bless you. I see Alaska as well. North Dakota, Vermont, God bless you. New Jersey, God bless you. Buffalo, New York, very happy to have you with us tonight. Very happy to have Macedonia, Ohio on with us. God bless you. Romania, hello to our wonderful viewers in Romania watching us tonight. Very happy to have you with us. Miami, Florida, it's warmer in Miami than it is here now. Just saying, it is pretty cold. It's going into the teens in New York right now, and you guys are sunny in 72. Okay, Sacramento, California, God bless you. Southern Oregon as well. Vicksburg, Mississippi, God bless you. United Kingdom, hello to our wonderful viewers in England. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us tonight. Quebec, Canada as well. I see that. God bless you. And hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So we have Esther. Don't mind me here as I fix my hair. There she is. Sound asleep. Hold on, I got to move my thumb this way. Sound asleep. Buster's in the room as well. And I have a ladybug that just flew by the screen. So this is the state right now of what's happening at Ark of Grace. And we have a lot, let me tell you, we have a lot. Things just exploded. I don't know how else to say it over the weekend. We have got some incredible prophetic events and prophecy fulfilling and prophetic cycles to talk about with what has unfolded over the past few days globally, Venezuela, as well as Cuba, Iran, as well as Minnesota. We're going across the globe, guys, because this all literally completely erupted over the weekend, just days into 2026. And we are going to prophetically break it all down for you because it is amazing to watch what is unfolding. So I'm going to open up in prayer as usual, give this over to the Lord. And then we're going to prophetically, we're going to just get ready to rumble. We're going to break all this down for you. We're going to talk about it. We are going to take a good look from a biblical perspective too, at what is happening and what is fulfilling and why is this happening now, all of this. So we're going to get into all of that. And basically in my home state of New York right now, we have a guest being housed in a corrections facility in New York City. And we'll get into that as well. But there's a guest down there being housed right now in our state. So let us open up in prayer. Give this over to the Lord, and we are going to get into it all tonight. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Father, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short, Father. Lord, we just praise you that your mercies are new every single day, that you literally renew your covenant with us, Father, every single day. Lord, and we acknowledge you sent your son Jesus Christ to the earth. He was the Word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And we legally apply the healing from the stripes of the blood of Jesus Christ, Father God, to ourselves, to those watching right now, Father God. We legally apply that because by his stripes, we are healed. And Father, we just praise you that when he was at Calvary and he said on the cross, it is finished, and he paid the price in full, he made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation, that he miraculously rose again, took the keys from death, defeated all death in the grave, ascended back to be with the Father, where he victoriously rules and reigns at his right hand forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory fall. Let your presence, your power, and your authority saturate the atmosphere, Father God, that people tangibly feel your presence, that they feel and the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, that your conviction goes forth, that the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Counselor, goes forth and ministers to those who are watching tonight, Father. Lord, we ask that you lead and guide us in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Fill us with your wisdom and counsel, Father God. Fill us with your might and power in the name of Jesus Christ. Go before us. Be our front and rear guard, Father God. Order our steps. Order my words tonight, Father God, as we go forth in you. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Lord, allow me and our team the humble privilege of being vessels of your power. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we take authority over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, curse, hex, vex, spell, incantation, sorcery, witchcraft, infirmity, disease, and any form of weaponized demonic activity the enemy or any of his agents, Father God, would attempt to attack us with. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command it all dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, canceled, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, Lord, we just ask you, dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround the skies, the land above and below, the north, south, east, and west to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God. Lord, we just praise you for your protection. We praise you, Father God, that you are on the throne, that you are holy, you are righteous. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come, Father God. Lord, we just bless your holy name. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, Father God. We just ask you, take all the glory for yourself tonight, Father. Father, as we turn this over to you, Father, let people just feel the conviction to come back to you tonight. To those who have walked away from Jesus Christ, those who have never come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, let them feel the weight of the conviction of their shepherd calling them back, Father. We praise you. We bless your holy name in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. Amen. Don't mind me here with my neck. I'm getting all ready here. I'm getting all ready and loosened up here. Okay. Welcome to those of you who were jumping on during prayer. We are very happy to have you on with us tonight. And there is a lot that has unfolded. So if you could share this broadcast for what we are about to get into, like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. It does help us, and we're so grateful our viewers are willing to share the broadcast, and we just thank you for that, and we're going to just, in a moment here, we're going to break everything down for you, because so much has unfolded in the past few days. It's like my jaw was open all weekend. It's like watching what was unfolding, my jaw was open all weekend. So let's start off with some breaking news today, but then we're going to get into Venezuela, Iran, the unfolding all of this, prophetic cycles, what's really happening globally, why this happened in the beginning of 2026. Now Cuba's on the verge of falling. Iran's on the verge of falling. This has all just kind of had a domino effect. And you're just watching this happen globally right now. I would, as a few other nations I'm going to talk about too, to watch right now. England is one of them, but Russia, I believe, is another, and we'll get into that as well. But breaking news today, this is prophecy fulfilling. We're going to put up the article for you, and we're going to get into this because this just happened today, and then we'll work our way down from here. Okay, Klobuchar weighing run for Minnesota governor as Walz ends re-election bid amid fraud scandal. Sources confirm the senator is receiving calls to run after Tim Walz dropped his 2026 bid for re-election. Axios is reporting something very interesting on this as well, because there's a very interesting word that they use, that Axios is using, that was actually in a word from the Lord that we're going to get into. So this is just breaking news that's happening today. And this was prophecy that was prophesied almost a year ago. It began about Minnesota, the words from the Lord, probably longer than that even, but we're going to look at two today. But Axios, when we get the article up, we will talk about it and why they're saying what they're saying, because they're also reporting that Governor Tim Walz is dropping his re-election bid. And what it says in the article is why it matters. The reversal, this is what it says, the reversal, which came amid mounting pressure from fellow Democrats, marks a major shakeup in Minnesota politics heading into the 2026 midterms. The reversal. Remember this word reversal right now, as I'm going to read to you the words from the Lord having to do with this prophecy, all glory be to God, fulfilling before our very eyes. February 13th, 2025. Minnesota is about to be turned over, along with Michigan, says the Lord. The time is approaching, the reversal, says the Lord. That is the word that was used in that article. The reversal, says the Lord. Right now, says the Lord, is the great excavation, all capitals, a reverse excavation, says the Lord. For the witch hunt, the wicked so activated, this is the reversal, and a great excavation of all their exploits has come to the appointed time. And now from the deep shall be pulled the crimes of both red and blue, as well as two justices on the Supreme Court. U.S. aid is just scratching the surface, says the Lord, for a shadow system has been behind such, paying the most heinous in the land. That shadow is about to have a spotlight shown. July 18th, 2025, word of the Lord. Minnesota shall have a changing of the guard in such scandal. There will be no way for leadership to continue, says the Lord. These prophecies were way before this news broke about this enormous Somali fraud scandal and the immense amount of fraud in the billions right now in Minnesota. Minnesota shall have a changing of the guard in such scandal. There will be no way for leadership to continue, says the Lord. And that fulfilled today. There is no way for leadership to continue. There is no way for Tim Walz to continue. He is stepping down. He has ended his re-election bid. So this is prophecy fulfilling right now. And this is going to have a domino effect on states around Minnesota. Minnesota's neighbors are about to experience what the leadership of Minnesota just experienced. Michigan is one of them. I believe Illinois is another, and there are others as well. But all glory be to God, we are watching this unfold before our very eyes. Now, this is not only happening in Minnesota, but this is happening globally as well. We are watching a global sifting and changing of the guard happening right now, the second we entered 2026, because all of these leaders I'm talking about, their fall is all happening in 2026. It might have started in 2025, but we're literally watching the fruition and completion of it in 2026. Now, interesting part is that 2025 to 2027, which 2026 lands smack in the middle of, is a window of time in the earth and in this nation that equals 9/11. 2 + 2 + 5 = 9. 2 + 2 + 7 = 11. Literally the entire 2-year window from 2025 to 2027 equals 9/11. This is another reason prophetically why we're watching all of this unfold right now. Now, like I said, this is happening globally as well. January 3rd, 2026, the shot heard round the world happens in the middle of the night. Venezuela was rocked by a large-scale military strike by the U.S. military, and President Trump announced that U.S. forces had taken Maduro custody, the false dictator leading Venezuela, and that he's going to stand trial in the U.S. Now, I'm going to get into the articles in a moment here, but I want to read to you 1 Thessalonians 5:2. Watch this. This is amazing. 1 Thessalonians 5:2 says, "For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night." 1 Thessalonians 5:2, "The day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night." 5 - 2 = 3. You have the one from 1 Thessalonians, right? So 1 Thessalonians 5 - 2 = 3, which equals 1:3. 1:3 is the date during the night, like a thief, that the United States came and launched an operation, and which was called Absolute Resolve, Operation Absolute Resolve, during the night, and took Maduro and left the country. So I find that interesting. Now let's put up the article. We have a few articles for you here. Now, PBS is spinning this a little different, but this is one of the articles I was able to find. And we're going to get into prophecy, guys. There's a lot of prophecy having to do with this. Okay, live updates. U.S. captures Maduro and his wife after striking Venezuela. Hours after a dramatic military operation ousted Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro from power and removed him from the country, Saturday, President Donald Trump said the United States would run Venezuela at least temporarily and tap its vast oil reserves to sell to other nations. Saturday is Shabbat. I find that interesting. Saturday is Shabbat on the Jewish calendar, and that's when they went in and got him. U.S. operations on Saturday represented America's most assertive action to achieve regime change in a country since the nation's 2003 invasion of Iraq. The actions raised stark new questions about the legality of the U.S. moves under a broader campaign against the South American nation. The middle of the night seizure of Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores, who were transported on a U.S. warship to face narco-terrorism conspiracy charges in New York, is beyond even the most high-profile historical examples, they said, of aggressive American actions toward autocratic governments in Panama, Iraq, and beyond. Now, we're going to talk about what this really was in a minute, but Fox News has an article as well, because PBS is spinning this all wrong, and will we expect anything less from them? But we're going to put up a Fox News article for you also. At least they're consistent. Captured Venezuelan dictator Maduro pleads not guilty before judge cuts off his outburst. He had a huge outburst in court today when he faced the judge. Now, let's see here. It says, wife Celia Flores also arrested in American operation, both due in federal court Monday, which was today in New York City, by the way. Nicolas Maduro, the dethroned Venezuelan dictator indicted on major drug trafficking and weapons charges in the United States, is expected in a federal court in New York Monday for his arraignment, days after American forces captured him in his own presidential palace. By the way, they did not lose one soldier. One soldier. 4,400 soldiers around were lost when Bush just had to go into Iraq. When they went in to get Maduro, they didn't lose one soldier. And that is a testament right now to the strength of our military. God bless our members who serve in the military and protect our freedoms. God bless their families who serve along with them, because these are true heroes. This is true bravery, right? I'm sorry, but parading around in a rainbow thong in a LGBTQ plus XYZ parade is not being a hero. That is not heroism. That is stupidism. Okay? So these are heroes who protect our freedom every day and put their lives in harm's way. Now, let me break this down for you before we get into the prophecy. This was not a declaration of war, what happened here. President Trump didn't need Congress for this because this wasn't a declaration of war. This was an extradition. Maduro was already indicted in the United States and wanted on narco-terrorism charges. He was offered grace. He was offered deals. He refused them all. This, what they did, they went in. This was an extradition, going and getting somebody who's wanted, that you know, fled to, not really fled because he's always been there, but is in another nation, right? And going and getting him to extradite him back to face the charges in the country that he was charged. This is an extradition. This is not a declaration of war, first of all. Now, I'm going to show you something very interesting prophetically here about the pattern that's unfolding. 36 years ago, to the day of Maduro being captured, Noriega of Panama was captured January 3rd, 1990. The dictator Noriega in Panama is captured by U.S. forces January 3rd, 1990. 36 years later to the day, January 3rd, 2026, Maduro is now captured. 26 years from the time Chavez took over Venezuela as a dictator. 26 years from that, from the time he took over, right? Took over 26 years ago. In the year 2026, Maduro, the dictator, falls and is removed. These are not accidents. We are watching prophetic cycles unfold and come full circle within this season, within the earth. That is exactly what we are watching unfold here. This is a prophetic cycle that is unfolding before us, and the way it lines up is incredible. It's to the day between Noriega and Maduro. And you know what's interesting? What's interesting is, before Noriega was captured, he heard a homily in the Catholic Church about the thief on the cross, which I find fascinating. But 36 years later to the day, Maduro was captured. Now, I want to read to you the words of the Lord having to do with this, because praise the Lord, we have them. And they go all the way back to 2023. So let's go over them. December 12th, 2023. And thus says the Lord, this joy, J-O-Y capital, which stands for the justice of Yahweh, right? This joy shall be written in areas of the earth. There are areas of the earth marked for this joy, O Israel, O America, O France, O England, O Venezuela, O Mexico, who Trump just named, O Arizona, O Michigan, O New York, O California, O Oregon, O South Africa, O China. They are marked for joy to come. And later on in the same word from December 12th, 2023, January is marked, says the Lord. January is marked. So Venezuela is in the list, December of 2023, for the justice of Yahweh to come into that nation. And then the Lord says later on, January is marked. January is marked. Now, if you count from the word joy, so it says, are areas of the earth marked for this joy, right? So if you count from the word joy, right? O Israel, O America, O France, O England, O Venezuela. Venezuela is the sixth named on that list, counting from justice of Yahweh. It's the sixth on the list. And it was 3 days into 2026 that the dictator of Venezuela falls and Venezuela's liberation begins. It was 36 years, there's the number six again, to the day of Noriega's capture in Panama, which happened January 3rd, 1990. This happened January 3rd, 2026. Like I said, these are not accidents. These are prophetic cycles that are happening in the earth that are coming full circle. February 13th, 2025. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a very high-ranking member of the cartel is about to fold and will meet with Tom Homan. I wouldn't be surprised if Tom Homan sat down with Maduro. This member is going to expose some of the most lucrative channels and stash houses. A very high-ranking member of the Mexican government is about to request a meeting with the heads of the Department of Justice and members of the cabinet to expose where in Mexico the cartel and the governments have been working together and forming a plan to attack. Capitals, a large-scale attack on the border, an act of war, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, it is about to be exposed and brought to the surface, and the outcries against leadership in Mexico will become louder, including from members of the Democratic Party who are on the cusp of turning in this hour. I included that because of what's happening. Trump has just put Mexico on notice in the middle of all of this. He's warned them they're next. They're one of the ones that are next if they don't stop. But a very high-ranking member of the cartel is about to fold. That was February 13th, 2025. Now, I believe this could be Maduro, that this was being spoken of back then. And I would watch Mexico in the middle of this. I would watch what happens with the uprisings in Mexico and with the leadership in Mexico, because this is a domino effect globally. The justice of Yahweh has gone into the earth. In fact, Mexico was on the list from December 12, 2023. Venezuela and Mexico were one after the other on the list from December 12, 2023 in that prophecy. So I would watch very close right now. What's happening with Mexico and what's happening with Cuba? And we're going to get into Iran also. October 7th, 2025, word of the Lord. The window is closing on the leader of Venezuela, says the Lord. Grace has been offered. Judgment is coming, says the Lord. A catastrophic fracture to the infrastructure of Venezuela, says the Lord. For in this time, there is a shift that is meant to fracture the platforms of leadership within the earth who have trifled in my capital business, says the Lord, who have attempted to snuff out my capital word, says the Lord. The window is closing on the leader of Venezuela, says the Lord. Grace has been offered. Judgment is coming. He was saying right there, he rejected the grace. Maduro rejected the grace, and therefore now judgment was issued from the throne of God for the joy of the Lord, the justice of Yahweh, spoken of back December 2023, to now enter Venezuela. And you watched a catastrophic fracture to the infrastructure of Venezuela when this happens. For in this time, there is a shift that is meant to fracture the platforms of leadership within the earth who have trifled in my business, says the Lord. There's been a shift. He said it October 7th. That shift we are watching now unfold full throttle in a way globally within the earth. December 20th, 2025. As they secretly make deals to keep their seats, the scandal that coils over shall intensify in order to bring forth a standard of accountability, says the Lord, against corrupt agents who are tethered to the kingdom of darkness and groups who funnel terror, says the Lord. You shall watch this unfold with a January of jeers, J-E-E-R-S, says the Lord. The enemy may attempt to cause fear to open gates. However, I, the Lord, shall cause jeers at those who are involved in such acts, says the Lord. A January of justice, says the Lord, shall lead to a ferocious February, setting up for a roar in March, says the Lord. The January of justice shall cause much shock, says the Lord. It shall shake the media, says the Lord. Plots uncovered shall even rattle the cabinet, says the Lord. So they reevaluate their relationships with me, and some will fully come unto me, the Lord thy God, from such, says the Lord. In January, says the Lord, a very large windy turn shall be entered in the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And then he goes on, the leadership of Canada is about to be hit with a woe, W-O-E, for the shedding of innocent blood, says the Lord. A woe that will cause an outcry in the nation. A woe that will expose the dark deals made with principalities and the nations they gatekeep for, says the Lord. Selling the lives of their own people for their security, says the Lord. That deal and its inner working shall be exposed this coming year, says the Lord. A January of justice. It was going to be a January of jeers and a January of justice. And we are watching that unfold. And what's so interesting is President Trump said publicly on the 3rd of January, he goes, we wanted to do this 4 days ago, but the weather wouldn't cooperate. Part of the reason the weather wouldn't cooperate is because the Lord said it was going to be a January of justice, not a December of justice. And so the weather, they had to wait 4 extra days. They were delayed until January 3rd to go in and get Maduro because the Lord said it would be a January of justice that shall cause much shock, says the Lord, and it shall shake the media, says the Lord. And we are watching that actively unfold. We are literally watching a January of justice globally and in this nation because Tim Walz stepped down today. He stopped his reelection bid. He is not going to seek reelection bid. His governorship is over. And that happened in January as well. So this is a January of justice that is leading to a ferocious February, setting up for a roar in March. Now, what's interesting about the way the Lord has worded this is Israel is preparing, I believe, to attack Iran. So this was the 20th that the Lord said this of December. And we're watching this actively unfold before our very eyes. It's the joy of the Lord. It's the justice of Yahweh that has gone out in the earth because it's an appointed time within the earth, within this 2-year window that equals 9-1-1, 2025 to 2027, 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9, 2 plus 2 plus 7 is 11, 9-1-1. This is all unfolding within a window that equals an emergency, an urgency, 9-1-1, and we're watching this unfold. Now, in the middle of this, President Trump mentions Cuba. Now, we're going to get to Mamdani in a few minutes because he pitched a fit, and we're going to get into that. But President Trump, after this happens, mentions Cuba. And we're going to put up that article for you because there's prophecy about Cuba. And I'm going to read it to you, and it's back from 2022. So this prophecy is almost 4 years old, this word of the Lord. Okay, thank you very much. Trump declares Cuba is, quote, ready to fall after capture of Venezuela's Maduro. It's going down for the count, okay? So Trump is announcing this, that Cuba now is about to fall, that their liberation is at the door as well. We're going to talk about Iran in a few minutes. That's on the cusp. But I want to read to you the word from the Lord from May 6, 2022, having to do with this. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, what has gone back to Carter in your nation, I, the Lord, am pulling from the files kept, as not all were destroyed. And the time has come to reveal the contents of the boxes that were kept and what has been hidden about his involvement and what is happening now. For deals were made long ago. Those deals, capital, were made in strict pact. And now I, the Lord your God, shall reveal what was done in secret with the East countries, what was done in secret with Russia, what was done in secret with Cuba, says the Lord of hosts, in this hour, this shall be revealed. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a fumigation has begun. The rats, the unclean, are being fumigated from their nests, abandoning what they have been sitting on for a long time. That was back May 6, 2022. We're about to see the secrets of Cuba come forth. We're about to see decades and decades and decades ago, deals that were made are going to now come out into the forefront. We're literally watching this unfold. Now, I'm going to show you something very interesting with all of this. I'm going to show you what's hidden within this. There are things hidden within the details of what happened in Venezuela. that have to do with Iran and Cuba. Wait till you see this. Okay, I'm going to show you. Ready? Okay. United States military strikes, right? Captures Maduro, Operation Absolute Resolve, right? So, United States military strikes, captures Maduro, Operation Absolute Resolve. Hidden within this, because this is the contents of the headline, right? So, hidden within this, the details of the event that happened in Venezuela, you can actually spell dictator Iran collapse, Cuba collapse. So from United States strikes, United States military strikes, captures Maduro, Operation Absolute Resolve. From that, you can spell dictator Iran collapse, Cuba collapse. Now, I don't think this is a coincidence at all, because when you see something prophetically unhappy unfolding that is affecting multiple nations, that has a domino effect, within the contents of one event are hidden the contents of the events to come, are hidden the clues for the events to come that are going to happen in similar fashion to the event that you see. So we're watching this unfold in Venezuela, right? And hidden within the details of what just unfolded in Venezuela, you can spell dictator Iran collapse, Cuba collapse. That's both of those are unfolding right now, this very hour after what we have watched happen in Venezuela. This is not an accident, people. This is prophetic. This is how what is hidden upon layers and layers and layers of events are details that actually connect a string of events that are all unfolding in the same hour in tandem at the same time. So I wanted to show you that because I thought that was quite fascinating, that this is going on now. Now, there's another prophetic cycle that's unfolding here and a prophetic pattern. And it has to do with the revolutions of 1989. And I'm going to read to you what that was because we're literally watching this come full circle. So, the revolutions of 1989, also known as the fall of communism, were a wave of liberal democratic movements that resulted in the collapse of most Marxist-Leninist governments in the Eastern Bloc and other parts of the world. The revolutions of 1989 were a key factor in the dissolution of the Soviet Union. On June 4th, 1989, Poland conducted the first elections that led to the dissolution of the communist government, with Solidarity winning an overwhelming victory, leading to the peaceful fall of communism in Poland. Influenced by Poland-Hungary organized roundtable format talks and began dismantling its section of the Iron Curtain. Remember this word, Iron Curtain. Just remember it for a minute. In August 1989, over a quarter of the Baltic states' population physically chained for 675 kilometers, which is 419 miles, in the Baltic Way, protesting the occupation by the Soviet Union. While the opening of a border gate between Austria and Hungary set in motion a peaceful chain reaction in which the Eastern Bloc disintegrated, this led to mass demonstrations in the cities of East Germany and the fall of the Berlin Wall in November of 1989, which served as the symbolic gateway to German reunification in 1990. As Germany is reunifying in 1990, Noriega, the dictator in Panama, is falling. A feature common to these developments was the extensive use of campaigns of civil resistance, demonstrating popular opposition to the continuation of one-party rule and contributing to pressure for change. Okay, so this revolution started in 1989, the revolutions of 1989, where it was a domino effect globally of the fall of communist nations and their dictators and government. And we are watching in this time this come full circle again. And we are watching something similar, but a reversal of it happen in 2026. Now, I told you to remember the word Iron Curtain from that description of the revolutions of 1989. Word of the Lord, March 12, 2025. Iran shall have an iron curtain torn that has been for more than 40 years, says the Lord. Yes, the 40-year mark is pivotal, says the Lord. The same term is being used in this word of the Lord from March 12th. That was the Purim word that was associated with the revolutions of 1989 and the Iron Curtain being torn. And Russia and its leadership, if this is prophetically following and coming full circle, you will see a great shaking within Russia, upheaval and overturning in the Russian government. You will see that very, very soon if this is following that prophetic cycle, which it looks like it is, and we're watching that come completely full circle in this time. Good boy, Cyrus. Now, we'll come back to Iran in a few minutes. We're going to come back to them. We need to go back to Venezuela for a minute. We're going to take a trip to Venezuela and talk about Maduro and go to New York City and talk about Mamdani, okay, who just became the new socialist Muslim mayor of New York City, the state I happen to live in. So I want to show you what is unfolding with this in New York City, because Maduro is being housed in a jail in New York City that Mamdani is now the new Muslim communist mayor of. So let's put up the X post. This is what Mamdani posted after Maduro was captured and they were making their way to New York with him. This is what he says. I was briefed this morning on the U.S. military capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife, as well as their planned imprisonment in federal custody here in New York City. Unilaterally attacking a sovereign nation is an act of war and a violation of federal and international law. This blatant pursuit of regime change doesn't just affect those abroad. It directly impacts New Yorkers, including tens of thousands of Venezuelans who call this city home, who are celebrating, by the way, Mamdani. I don't know if you know that, but they're celebrating. My focus is their safety and the safety of every New Yorker, and my administration will continue to monitor the situation and issue relevant guidance. Now, I want to show you the irony in all of this. The new Muslim socialist mayor of New York City, and likely an admirer and fan of President, well, he's not really the president, but of the dictator Maduro, now has to house him in a jail in New York City. The new communist Muslim mayor, who is likely an admirer of the dictator Maduro, now has to house him in prison in New York City. Don't think for a second President Trump and the cabinet failed to notice that piece was going to happen and come into place and all of this would fall this way. Don't think this was lost on them. This was a brilliant move by the administration. And I'm going to tell you, ultimately, Mamdani is throwing a tantrum because President Trump broke his dictator and has outmaneuvered him. Mamdani is throwing a tantrum because President Trump broke his dictator. And that is why you are watching this epic railing on X about this entire situation. His dictator is broke and President Trump outmaneuvered him. And this is why you are watching the outburst that you're watching. Now, for all of you out there, I'm going to say this as a side note, who think this man is such a progressive, who think Mamdani is a progressive, and yet you voted for a progressive. Well, the book that Mamdani swore in on is the Quran. It is the holy book of the Muslim world. And why don't we look briefly for a moment at the book that Mamdani swore in on as mayor, the Quran, since you think he is just so progressive. And let's take a look at what the Quran says, shall we? It says, if you fear that you shall not be able to deal justly with the orphans, marry women of your choice, two or three or four. So it gives permission to marry four women at the same time. It promotes takiyah, which is deception. They can deceive you in order to promote their religion. Radical groups justify the killing and persecuting of all non-Muslims by verses that are contained in the Quran that they believe ratify and justify this heinous behavior. It promotes women being nothing more than property and promotes the abuse of women and the beating of wives. There is verses in the Quran that allow men to beat their wives. And this is what it says. In summary, the steps are to first admonish her, then banish her to a different bed, and finally to beat her. You didn't vote for a progressive. If actually some of you would come out of your foolish stupor, actually educate yourselves and actually find out what the Quran actually says. And this is the book that he swore on, that he made a covenant with in an abandoned subway, in an abandoned place in New York City, you would realize this is not a progressive. They are occupying radicals. You would realize that if you would just take a moment to actually find out what's in the Quran. But instead, they think they have voted for a progressive. The Quran also promotes honor killing. So you didn't vote for a progressive. No, 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 no. You voted for an occupying radical who is trying to tiptoe around the subject of being a progressive in order to fool the people. That is what's going on. And now he's mad because Trump broke his dictator. So now he's upset about this because his hands are tied with this in a way. And it's not an act of war. It's called an extradition. He's indicted on charges in the United States of America for narco-terrorism, allegedly. This is an extradition. This is not an act of war. And maybe that lawyer that you hired to be your counsel that defended Al-Qaeda in after the 9/11 attacks maybe can explain this to you. But this is what we are watching unfold actively in New York City this very hour. And as it's very interesting because as I watched Ma'am Dami be raised up in New York City between two blood moons marking Purim 2025 and Purim 2026. The man that has Haman hidden within the spelling of his name, Haman being the enemy of the people of God in the book of Esther, is raised up between those two blood moons in New York City. As he's being raised up, you're watching leadership like him in other parts of the world fall right now. You're watching them completely fall. You're watching their platforms fracture. You are watching their leadership come down. You are watching them get stripped of the iron fist that they have ruled with. And we are actively watching this happen. One of those places we are watching that happen is in Iran. Think about this. You've got Venezuela falling. Maduro happened to be a really great ally for Iran. Now Iran has lost their ally, right? They've lost their ally. They don't have Maduro anymore now because the U.S. is involved in running Venezuela till apparently they can install a leader that can actually be trusted to run the country. So that's going on. The Iran economy has collapsed. There are uprisings everywhere. The leadership is on the brink of completely falling after over 40 years. So I want to play for you Tausi TV, who covers this very well. This entire what is unfolding in Iran, as well as other parts of the globe. I'm going to play for you the first 60 seconds of one of his most recent broadcasts, one of his most recent breaking news, and then we will come back and talk.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps have officially been defeated on the streets of Iran. We are now also seeing multiple explosions at Islamic bases as they are getting destroyed. And the Israeli Defense Forces are getting ready to attack the leadership of the Islamic Republic. We're going to give you guys all the updates. Hello to the 1,282,000 subscribers now who have been supporting us, especially a big hello to all the new ones. I hope you enjoy us being your go-to source for all geopolitical news. And let's talk about what's going on in Iran. There's a number of explosions we're going to go through. There's also the latest warning from President Trump, from Air Force One, and Lindsey Graham has also come out with a massive push and campaign to get the American government to send support to the Iranian people. That is
okay. So he does a wonderful job of covering that, Tausi TV, and what is unfolding in Iran. I believe he is Iranian, too. So this is a quite incredible for him to watch unfold. The New York Post also had an article, and we'll put that up because there's something in this I want you to take notice of, this article. There's something highly prophetic that we're going to pull out of this article. Iran's regime is teetering on the edge. The West should help push it over. 3 years shy of its 50th anniversary, Iran's tyrannical terror-sponsoring regime may finally be nearing its breaking point. Cross your fingers. The key question now is, what will the world, particularly America, do to ensure and hasten its demise and steer it back toward a respectable position in the civilized world? Okay, 3 years shy of its 50th year. The Khomeini, the Ayatollah's leadership. This is all unfolding 3 years shy of its 50th year, which would be at 47 years. So in the 47th year of Iran's tyrannical regime, with Donald Trump as the 47th president, the Iranian leadership and economy are completely collapsing. This occurs in the wake of Maduro being removed in Venezuela by U.S. forces. In the 47th year of Iran's tyrannical regime of the Ayatollah, the leadership and economy are completely collapsing while Donald Trump is the 47th president of the United States. This is not an accident, people. This is prophetic. I want to read to you 1 Samuel 4:7, what it says. 1 Samuel 4:7 says, the Philistines were afraid, for they said, God has come into the camp. And they said, whoa, disaster is coming to us, for nothing like this has happened before. That's 1 Samuel 4:7 in the 47th year. That is when the regime in Iran is collapsing while President Trump is the 47th president. And 1 Samuel 4:7 says, the Philistines were afraid, for they said, God has come into the camp. And they said, whoa, disaster is coming to us, for nothing like this has happened before. We are watching it actively unfold before our very eyes, the complete collapse of the regime in Iran, of the leadership in Iran. This is quite incredible to watch. The protests have spread. The Iranian people have risen up. Their economy has collapsed. They have had enough. Now, I want to show you this expose because this has to do with prophecy fulfilling in the midst of what's happening in Iran. So I'll show this to you, and then I'll give you the word of the Lord. Okay, this is from Eyal Yacobi. Breaking, an Iranian police officer filmed himself burning a portrait of Supreme Leader Khomeini and spray painting Javid Shah. If police start defecting, the mullah's regime is finished. Okay, this has to do with a prophecy, and I'm going to show you which one it is. But I'm going to read to you Esther 2, verse 21 through 23 first. This is what it says. In those days, while Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate, Bigthan and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs who guarded the door, became angry and conspired to attack King Ahasuerus. But the plot became known to Mordecai, who informed Queen Esther, and Esther told the king in Mordecai's name. Now, when the plot was investigated and found to be valid. That's Esther 2. Remember, this is a guard. This is a guard in the Iranian forces that is turning and is now basically spray painting to bring back the Shah while he is burning a picture of the Ayatollah Khomeini. January 28th, 2025, word of the Lord. Around the time of the end of what you call February, going to the middle of March, says the Lord, that time is a vacuum. That time will be a phenomenon. That window will be a sign. There will be surrenders around that time, says the Lord. Watch the back door of the White House, says the Lord. Watch the back door of the White House. Esther 2, says the Lord. Esther 2. Two guards conspire, says the Lord. They do it, shall be unearthed and cause quite a shaking, says the Lord. So the Lord starts about Esther 2, January 28th, 2025. March 12th, 2025. This was the word of the Lord on Purim. There shall be a shaking in the middle of your nation and points on the map, says the Lord, that shall be strategic and confirm what is to come, says the Lord. For a plot is about to be unearthed, says the Lord. A plot is about to be unearthed. Esther 2, says the Lord. Esther 2, it shall be exposed, says the Lord. So the Lord starts warning the time of the Esther 2 moment. That we were approaching the time of the Esther 2 moment when guards are going to conspire against their leaders. And we are literally watching that unfold in Iran, in Persia, where the whole book of Esther unfolded. The whole book of Esther unfolds in Persia. And we are watching now Persian guards, Iranian guards conspire and turn on their leader in a reversal of it. Because when it came to them in the book of Esther conspiring against Ahasuerus, right? It was for a different reason. We're watching the reversal of that in an Esther 2 moment with guards conspiring against the Khomeini, the Ayatollah Khomeini, and the regime, the brutal regime that has unfolded for 47 years in that nation. This is the time of the Esther 2 moment within the earth. You're going to even see things like this happen in this nation, but we are literally watching as we approach Purim 2026 in March, which is also marked by a blood moon, the time of the Esther 2 moment unfolding within the earth. We have another news article for you from Fox that we're going to put up. Iran in shutdown as protesters storm governor's office. Crowds chant death to the Khomeini. Business, universities, and government offices closed under government order as economic crisis fuels violent protests. The one-day shutdown affected 21 of Iran's 31 provinces, including Tehran, as President Mossad Pezeshkian sought to continue mounting public anger fueled by inflation, currency instability, and declining living standards. Now, word of the Lord from July 3rd, 2025. This is what it says. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, posture your hearts, my capital people. Posture your hearts before me, says the Lord, as I, the Lord, am mightily moving within the earth. Posture yourselves with a cloak of reverence and humility, says the Lord, for my might and power is about to bring the fear capital of the Lord into your nation and the nations of the earth, says the Lord. My servant Daniel fasted and prayed and postured himself to receive the message from Gabriel, says the Lord. As the prince of Persia and the prince of Greece both arose to oppose in that time, says the Lord. Persia has been warned, says the Lord, to stop the shedding of innocent blood, yet they have postured in defiance before me, says the Lord, and dug in their heels and stiffened their neck, says the Lord, and for such the neck of Iran shall now be broken, says the Lord, and their oil, their commodities from within the earth shall now be pinched shut, says the Lord, for the leader has but a moment left before a great implosion from within. For this is the time of the Esther 2 moment within nations, says the Lord, including Iran, says the Lord, including America, says the Lord, guards conspiring against their leaders, says the Lord, for evidence shall rise to the surface of such, says the Lord. We are literally watching this unfold. We're watching this actively unfold. The neck of Iran is about to be broken because the neck is what holds up the head. So the economy collapsing, all of these things collapsing, is the neck of Iran being broken because it cannot support the head. And then the head comes down. And he said, the leader, I want to read this again, because for such the neck of Iran shall now be broken, says the Lord, and their oil, their commodities from within the earth shall now be pinched, such says the Lord, for the leader has but a moment left before a great implosion from within. The great implosion has happened. We have watched it literally erupt now. All glory be to God. We have watched this implosion erupt in Iran, and it is completely imploded from within, and the people have had enough. They are protesting. They are rising up. They are not backing down. And what the Lord said, July 3rd, 2025, we are actively watching unfold in Iran, including Esther 2, because that is an Iranian guard that turned on the Ayatollah Khomeini publicly and burned a picture of him. The time of the Esther 2 moment, guards conspiring against their leaders. We're literally actively watching all of this unfold. The Lord also said, he said in this same word, posture yourselves with a cloak of reverence and humility, says the Lord, for my might and power is about to bring the fear capital of the Lord into your nation and the nations of the earth, says the Lord. The fear of the Lord. Now, I want to point out something interesting here. A couple of things. I want to go back to the verse in Esther, Esther 21. Okay. I want to go back to that because in this Fox News article, it says the one-day shutdown affected 21 of Iran's 31 provinces. 21. Remember that number. Because this has to do with two things. It has to do with the book of Daniel, which I'll talk about first. And then it has to do with Esther, with verse 21 of Esther 2. So let's go to Daniel 10, verse 13 first. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia was standing in opposition to me for 21 days. How many provinces were shut down? 21. Then behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left there with the king of Persia. 21 provinces shut down in Iran. Daniel 10:13 says the prince of Persia withstood 21 days. And also, it's Daniel 10:13, verse 13, 1-3, that the prince is defeated. Michael the archangel comes in and defeats this principality, but it's Daniel 13:1-3, and it was on 1-3 that Maduro was captured and fell, and Iran lost their ally, and the Iranian protests intensified. That's not an accident. These are prophetic cycles, times, and seasons that we are watching happen in the earth that match biblically what we see unfolded in the word of God. The prince of Persia withstood 21 days to attempt to block the answer sent from the throne of God to Daniel. And in a reversal of this, because this is a year of reversals, 21 provinces in Iran shut down from these protests. This isn't an accident. This is prophetic because this is the time of the reversal that began Purim 2025, marked by a blood moon, and is going to Purim 2026, also marked by a blood moon. We are watching the time of the reversal. Word of the Lord, February. Oh, I want to say one more thing before I go into this word from the Lord. Esther, for another confirmation here, Esther 2, verse 21. There's the number 21 again. In those days, while Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate, Bigthan and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs who guarded the door, became angry and conspired to attack King Ahasuerus. 21 provinces shut down, guards rising up now, turning on the Ayatollah Khomeini. And it's Esther 2:21 that talks about this. That's not an accident either. These are prophetic. Word of the Lord, February 20th, 2025. This was the Hamans have gone out to hunt word. For the year of Purim reversals is about to begin, says the Lord, a year capital of reversals, overturnings, siftings, shakings, shock, says the Lord, shock. March 12th, 2025, word of the Lord. There shall be a reversal in Iran, says the Lord. There shall be a reversal in Japan, says the Lord. In Norway, says the Lord. There shall be a reversal in Ukraine, says the Lord. In Russia, says the Lord. I, the Lord, from my capital throne, have decreed it forth and sent such forth. Thus says the Lord, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Behold, I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my capital righteous right hand, says the Lord. For behold, says the Lord, an announcement has come forth this day, an announcement on this day, the day of the reversal. That's capital. And says the Spirit, this is the Holy Spirit, hear ye this day, the inhabitants of the earth, the Lord strong and mighty has taken his justice seat. The Lord strong and mighty is speaking forth reversals into the earth. The Lord strong and mighty has come forth from his holy habitation to deal with the wicked matters of men and nations and to ratify an excavation, a season of excavation and tearing up and breaking up what has been embedded for decades amongst the soil of your governments. May 8th, 2025. For my people, for this is the time of the great reversal, says the Lord. What you witnessed decades ago during wars, you shall see the reversals in those nations in this time. For I have given my people a window to see that the greater works may come forth, the greater assignments, the greater power, the head of a serpent shall be stepped on. We are watching the hunter become the hunted. We are literally watching the hunters become the hunted. The Hamans have gone out to hunt. The Hamans are becoming the hunted. We are watching now the Lord give his people a window to step on the head of the serpent and subdue it in order that the greater works may come forth in the nations of the earth. The joy of the Lord, the justice of Yahweh, has gone out into the nations of the earth. All men should tremble and humble themselves before the Lord right now. All men should in the midst of this, because the Lord strong and mighty has taken the justice seat and he has weighed the matter of men and nations and he has sent the joy of the Lord, the justice of Yahweh out into these nations in this time, because the grace has thinned, judgment is here, and it's here in order to overturn, in order to step on the head of the serpent, that God's people may have a window that they cannot squander in order to bring the greater works forth for his kingdom in the nations of the earth. And it's happening within the window that equals 911. How much clearer can the Lord make it? The time we are in, the urgency, the importance of it. This is why you're watching these falls now. This is why you're watching Walt step down now. It's a January of justice setting up for a ferocious February. That's what you have to intercede and pray for, leading to a roar in March. ROAR, the Lord gave me as an acronym because he rules over all rebellion. He puts rebellions down in the earth. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Resisting without submitting is nothing more than rebellion. That's what the Lord said to me. Resisting without submitting is nothing more than rebellion. What does James 4:7 say? We're in the 47th presidency. Iran, in its 47th year of the Ayatollah, is collapsing. What does James 4:7 say? Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and then he'll flee from you. James 4:7 is a crucial key for the Trump administration. It's a crucial key for the church right now. It's a crucial key for the nations of the earth that you're watching, these dictators that for decades have terrorized and persecuted their own people are being overthrown because they have shed much innocent blood, and that blood has testified as the blood of Abel testified. It is testified before the throne of God for justice. And God has heard the cries of the blood of the slain of the innocent for justice. And in this time, he has sent it out into the earth. We do serve an awesome God. Praise the Lord. but he has sent it out into the earth. And we should have a reverent fear of the Lord in the midst of this. We should. Because this is not an act of war. You see, this is what Ma'am Donnie doesn't get and other liberals don't get because they have the spiritual compass of a flea. This is not an act of war. This is a declaration from the Most High God that justice has to go forth into the earth because men have failed and because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. This is a declaration from the highest court that exists, the court of Almighty God, that the joy of the Lord is to go into the earth because men have exploited the power given and they've exploited their own people. And this is the time because men have refused to deal with these matters that Almighty God is raising up Jehus and he's raising up Micaiahs and Joshuas and Calebs to go in and take the land because God has ratified it. Jehu was anointed to tear down the house of Baal. He was anointed to tear down the house of Ahab and Jezebel. Trump is a Jehu. Jehu reigned 28 years. Trump will step down from his second term in 2028. That's what Jehus are anointed to do. We are literally watching this happen. And those Hamans that have gone out to hunt, those hunters that have done such things in this time, they are becoming the hunted because the justice of Yahweh has gone forth into the nations. It has gone forth into the United States of America. This is why Tim Walz is stepping down now. The Hamans have gone out to hunt, and now the Hamans shall be the hunted for what they have done. So we really, as the church, we have a chance to rise up, be the watchman, get up on the wall, sound the alarm, and take advantage of the window God is giving us to step on the head of the serpent and to build in this time and to take territory and to understand God has ratified this appointed time and we need to go into the nation and the earth and we need to take territory for the kingdom of God. He's ratified it. This is why the enemy's trying to raise up people in cities that are the financial hubs of the world in this nation. This is why he's trying, because he's losing territory elsewhere. His puppets that he has installed for decades are falling. Territory is changing. Interests are collapsing. We are watching it actively happen, and Israel is setting up to attack Iran. I'm telling you now, Israel is making plans. And they're readying themselves in order to go in after Iran. Because there's a vacuum being created right now in Iran. There was also a vacuum being that got created in Venezuela that the U.S. is stabilizing or attempting to stabilize to the best of their abilities. We have to understand the temperature we're in as the people of God. And we have to have our spiritual eyes and our physical eyes open to it. And we have to understand that there is wartime and celebration. And there's having to take territory and there's having to defend territory. We have to understand the times we are in by the temperature of what's happening globally. I'm telling you, Canada is going to get caught in the wake of this. And so is England. And the leader of France as well in the midst of this. And the leader of Spain. That leader of Spain has until about August 2026, I'm telling you now, to repent of the things that they've done. Because this is an appointed time. And the second we entered 2026, it happened. Days in. Because it's an appointed time within the earth. So please remember that. Pray, intercede, continue to draw closer to the Lord right now. If you've been watching and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you fell away from him, your shepherd is calling you back. He is calling you under the conviction of his holiness. He is calling you back to him. The word of God says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you shall and will be saved. That he died on the cross for your sins. He purchased you by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed you and paid the price in full for a penalty you deserved. Turn over your life and your heart to him. And ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. And from this day forward, surrender your life to him that you may become a new creation in Christ. I'm encouraging you to do that with me right now. I'm encouraging you under the weight of what is happening in the earth and this nation to come back to your shepherd. Because the serpent has laid eggs, the serpents have gone out. And with our shepherd, we need to trample. With our shepherd. Upon serpents and scorpions, and against all the power of the enemy, so nothing shall by any means harm us. Come back to your shepherd, Jesus Christ. Come back to Almighty God right now in the midst of this. If you did pray that, please email us at hello@arkofgrace-ministries.com. If you need a Bible, if you need some resources, we will be happy to help you get that. We'll be happy to help you with that. hello@arkofgrace-ministries.com. Please email us if you said that tonight, if you backslid and you came back, or you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you accepted him tonight. All glory be to God. I also wanted to give all glory be to God. I was shocked when I saw this, but our short from December 10th that we did on Elon Musk and put out has surpassed 1 million views on YouTube. So if you haven't watched it, praise the Lord. All glory be to God. You could go find it. It's from December 10th. And we just hit 300,000 subscribers on YouTube. Praise the Lord. So that was a big milestone for us. Also, I give all glory to God. I'm very grateful for that. Also, those of you who are watching, stay on because we need a few things. We need your help with some things here. So Charlie needs a home. Charlie lives near me in Brewster, New York. He is a wolfhound mix. He desperately needs a home. He does require medication, but he's good with other dogs. He's a very loyal family dog. This is very hard for them to have to give Charlie up. But please contact Nicola if you can give him a home. He's in the Brewster, New York area, which is near Connecticut as well. It's probably about an hour and a half from New Jersey. Phone number is 203-218-5011. Please, if you can, for the new year, give Charlie a home. We love to try to help find animals a home, being that we do have the sanctuary ourselves. And he's just, I would take him if I could. He's so precious and he's so adorable. I would take Charlie if I could. But we have four here now, right now. And until we move, because we are moving in a few months, we will then revisit the taking in of other dogs as well. Also, big announcement, we are now on Faith and Freedom TV. If you go to Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.tv, Ark of Grace Ministries is now on that platform as well. Praise the Lord. So you can go to the website on the screen to learn more. Also, we have a prayer line. So if you need prayer, if you need people to agree with you in prayer, we have wonderful prayer warriors that are available Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There are two phone numbers on the screen. Please jot them down. You can call either one, and there are people that are there to listen, to pray with you, and to speak with you. So please, it's a free service. We're blessed to be able to give this to you. So please utilize the prayer line. Also, if you want to go to, oh yeah, we're going to do better. Yeah, I'll do Andrew first, and I'll say, no, it's okay. Put Andrew up, and I'll say, I'll switch this to the end. So Andrew Sorcini has Beverly Hills Precious Metals. He's one of our ministry partners. We do have the Cyrus coin with him. Cyrus, faithful shepherd, an ode to Cyrus in the book of Isaiah as well. That's our German shepherd, Cyrus, from the sanctuary on there. But in the back is the ark with the dove with the olive branch coming back. After the ark rested on Mount Ararat, and it says, "In God we trust, saving grace." We need to trust in the Lord. He is our saving grace. So if you are interested in silver, in gold, silver is starting to reach record highs. So is gold, but silver is really starting to climb. You can text Andrew at 310-433-3524. They also do precious metal backed IRAs as well. If you'd like to roll over your IRA, it's a very easy process with Andrew and his team. You can also go to bh-pm.com or arcofgrace.org/ministry- partners, find Beverly Hills Precious Metals, and you can click on there. Don't worry about a minimum. Andrew has been helping our wonderful viewers of Ark of Grace. He's finding creative ways to help. So even if you can't meet the minimum, please call him because he's kind of taken that away in order to help our Ark of Grace family. We also have Century H2O as well. Century H2O is a five-stage under-the-sink water treatment system that removes tons of harmful toxins for not only you, but your pets. Your pets can actually get stones at times if the certain minerals and other things in the water are too potent. I learned that with some of our pets. This removes those toxins. So if you want the under-the-sink water system, they also have a full house water treatment system. If you're interested, you can use promo code GRACE10 for a 10% discount. It gives you much cleaner water. And given what's happening with our food and water supplies lately, and we know, you know, Make America Healthy Again, they're working hard to try to clean up what has happened, but Century H2O will help you get clean water that is, it has an increased pH as well, which is wonderful for you as well. And it's an easy installation. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, find Century H2O, and use promo code GRACE10 for a 10% discount. I also wanted to tell you before we ended, if you go to arcofgrace.org/events, we have all our events there, where I'll be speaking, trips, and also any information you need, our address, platforms, you know, if you want to help, ways you can help. We also have on there information. We'll be putting information up as we get closer to the move as well. This is going to be a big undertaking, moving the Ark. That is there as well. So you could go to arcofgrace.org/events. We put it all in one place to make it easy for you. So thank you very much, everyone, for staying on tonight. I know this was a little longer of a broadcast. A lot to cover, a lot happening right now in the nations of the earth. Most likely, I will be back on Thursday. So we will announce. If something happens before that, I'll jump on. But most likely, we will be back on Thursday. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, Psalm 123, 34, 35, and 51. Create in me a clean, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20, and 3, 14 through 19. I say those daily as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6. I speak that every day because the order of that prayer is so important for us to understand and grow in our prayer life with the Lord. We always like to encourage you in the word because it is living and active and current for every generation. You have to speak it. You have to, it's the sword of the spirit. You have to activate it. You have to speak it into the vein of situations because it is transformative. It has an ability to transform. It has an ability to shift situations and to shift circumstances. It nourishes us. This is the true soul food, people. This is it. As you see my Bible all marked up here, this is the true soul food. I understand fried chicken and grits are wonderful, but this is the true soul food that we need. Beloved, I wish above all that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So please, we love to encourage you in the word as we wind down this broadcast. And Esther slept through the whole broadcast. Buster slept through the whole broadcast. They just slept right through it like champs. And Cyrus, he left again. So we appreciate you joining us, everyone. Thank you to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team for being on. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. And we will see you back on live on Thursday. Keep the faith. Hey, everybody. Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing, they are free of chemicals, and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark, so I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our body, so it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals, kind of like what we should put in our soul. What nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.